as I said in the press conference, large chunks of service are continuing. Some services we will be able to get re-established sooner, but there are ongoing assessments in terms of the degree of damage and exactly what will be required, not just in terms of the cleaning, but particularly, and one of the main constraints for us will be in the infrastructural facilities. It will be a very significant amount of time, and we are talking months here before things are we have all areas of the hospital reopened. The issue here is getting services up in the next number of days and weeks, and so what we will see is a phased reintroduction. Our priority, as I said earlier today and over the last number of days, has been the re-establishment of radiological diagnostic capability. There's been huge progress, it's been tremendous progress on that. We have also identified an alternative location to have a temporary emergency department while we get the existing one cleaned out and set up again. But today it'd be too early to speculate in terms of giving definitive timescales on it.
And there's fears being raised today that some parts of the old building may have to be knocked down because of asbestos.
Okay, I haven't seen anything definitive on that. I'm sure there's lots of speculation that it is an old building. I'm quite sure that there probably is asbestos in some areas. That's why we have professional assessors. We've got people with expertise in disaster recovery, flood damage, etc. They will give the recommendations, identify what needs to be done, what can be salvaged, what will need to be rebuilt. When we get that assessment, we'll put plans in place to do that. But again, it is ongoing work. We don't have the assessment, so there's really isn't that much point in starting to speculate at this stage.